Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Coach, thanks for rearranging your schedule for us today. I just explained to the listeners that you were involved in meetings and you were the one doing us a favor for coming on a little bit earlier than normal. Coming up after the game, I know there's a lot of things to talk about, but Wolf and I were talking about both the positives and the negatives. And one of the positives, I'm assuming, from a couch perspective, was the performance of John Skelton, especially if you could add in some of the drop passes that would have been credited to him. So question number one is, how are you? And question number two is, how did John Skelton look on film?
Apologize for being a little late, guys. We, you know, just has a few things going on here today, trying to clean up from yesterday. But, you know, hanging in there, disappointed where we are, not happy with the way our guys are playing, but was pleased with how John Skelton played yesterday. You said it exactly right. According to what we looked at and went through on the tape today, we had seven balls that should have been caught or made plays on. There was one interference call on Andre that they didn't get, which, you know, that's eight potential plays. If you take those as completions or take him off his incompletion total and add that yardage, all of a sudden you're looking at a day where he's 31 of 45 or something like that for close to 400 yards, and you're all of a sudden going, holy cow, you know, that's a big day. I thought that, you know, quarterbacks are going to miss some things, and he did that, but the thing he did better yesterday, he was more accurate on some of his throws. He made some big-time throws in some tight windows. He made some nice throws down the field. Obviously, the one to Andre that was down to the two-yard line was a very good throw. He made a good one to Larry on a third and 11 where he fitted in a tight window. And then, you know, when we went in for the touchdown drive or moved the ball down the field in the third quarter, he made some big throws for us. And he escaped some things yesterday, keep some plays alive. So if he can continue to make the kind of improvement he made from last week to this week, going into the next week, then you're pleased with the progress he's making.
Wiz, can you talk a little bit about the offensive line as well and the protection? Because Nate Potter obviously got a start, or not a start, but played an awful lot at left tackle. And Bobby Massey, I thought, too, played well.
You know, Wolf, Bobby missed the first two protections. He got beat inside. And then he played well after that. Bobby's doing there's going to be things as a young player he's going to miss. But for the most part, he's growing into that position. We've gone through some tough times with him. He struggled a little bit a couple of games ago, and now he's starting to come out of it. And yesterday we made the decision, and we knew that going in, that we'd practice Nate. We felt like he's made progress in practice and was ready to step in there. Didn't have any idea that he was going to play as well as he did yesterday. I think that's a credit to him. He did a very nice job. You know, that in itself, he got beat one time on an inside move by Clay Matthews, which hopefully you learn from. And you won't overset him a little bit like he did. But as far as battling and doing some things in protection, I was very impressed with what he did. You know, it was kind of like last year when we made the move with Sam Ocho and O'Brien as the starters at outside linebacker, and all of a sudden they got better and better. That's kind of where we are right now, and hopefully that's the case with Nate on the left side. You know, you like seeing that.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, on the Lerod Stevens howling run on third and one, when you called that, when that play call came in, what gave you confidence on it? What were you expecting, and what happened?
Well, initially, the official had marked it as a first down inside the one-yard line off of Larry's catch. At least that's what we saw from the sideline. And then they moved it back and said it was third and one, or third and less than one. It was third and about 6 inches. So the play that we had called was good in either situation. And we felt like we blocked it fine. We had a breakdown at the point of attack. Our player didn't do his job correctly, and that affected Lerod. So, you know, disappointed in that. That can't happen. And, you know, that will be addressed. But the scheme of the play was fine. We just got beat in the hole, and you can't do that.
With Aaron Rodgers, of course, and the Green Bay Packers offense is tough to defend. How do you think your defense played?
Which defense? Wolf, the one in the second half or the one in the first
half? Yeah, right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Is that a good answer to your question? I think that the run game I was not pleased with. When your quarterback runs for 25 yards, that's not good discipline in your rush lanes. Which is an area that we've got to clean up with our defense, because we can't allow that to happen. But to hold Aaron Rodgers to 14 completions on a day where he threw it over 30 times, you know, that's a pretty good job. I think that we played a little bit more zone yesterday, and our back half did a nice job in covering those players. But we can't give up almost 400 yards and that many points. We can't do it. You know, that's against a good football team. If we aspire to be a top defense, you can't do that.
Coach, how are you feeling from the standpoint of just today in that game? Because I made the point to Wolf earlier today that if this is week one or two, you got to feel really positive because there were so many good things your ball club did in that game at Lambeau Field. But when you look at it in the context of November and a five-game losing streak, then it's terrible, and it, you know, and everything's the end of the world. So how are you feeling based on those 2 points that there were so many things you guys did well, yet we are in November and you know it's time that losing streaks have to end?
Not good enough. Wasn't good enough. I don't care. I'm not. There's no moral victory. I'm proud of our team because when Dave hit the bad punt in the third quarter that went out of bounds at the 50-yard line and they had a short field after we'd turned the ball over the series before, it didn't look good for the Cardinals. But our guys fought back, and we cut it to a touchdown. But then we gave up a 72-yard play, which we can't do. So, you know, you're not real happy about that, and we're not going to accept it. We're going to look like we did last week with Nate Potter. We're going to look at making some changes if we have to do that so we can cut out some of these little mistakes that are keeping us from winning a game, and we're going to get back to winning.
Wiz, the bye week is here, and do you believe it's coming at a good time for you and your football team, or is it a situation where after losing five in a row you want to get right back out there?
I think that when you look at nine games that we've played, you now have a set of plays or a set of enough games that you can evaluate where your team is and look at what you can do to correct it. So from that standpoint, it comes at a good time. From a health standpoint, it comes at a real good time. This gives us a chance to get healthy and get some guys back. And that's one of the things that we need to do, because anytime we can get good players back and healthy, that'll help us. So I think we're going to use this week to really look hard at what we're doing, how we're doing it, and the guys that we're doing it with, and we're going to look to put the best team on the field going forward.
Coach, thanks for your time, and for us, I know that we always take the bye weekend off with you, so we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, and good luck against Atlanta.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
That's head coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf, as he does every Monday, and the only thing I really reject there is I reject the apology. He doesn't have to apologize to us when he's the one changing his schedule to fit ours when we are done here in 90 seconds because of Suns and Magic, but it was very professional and appreciated. But he's the one that's doing us a favor.
You know, totally agree, too. It's a situation right now where I think this bye, even though you've got a bad taste in your mouth, you've lost five in a row.
Let it simmer. I'm glad it's
after winning four. Exactly. You know, I think you could look at it that way, but it's also it gives the Cardinals an opportunity right now, and I'm talking about the players and the coaches, gives them an opportunity to regroup, to refocus, and hopefully resume the solid play that they had in the first 4 weeks of the season. And I think it gives them an opportunity to hit the reset button.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.